111 years ago, this starts to grow. City status beginning with the first Skid Row. It's no surprise that it built up kind of quickly. People know where they live, but they don't know its history. Influx from down south and back east came steadily. I was born here 5 years after 1970. I call this place home and plan to stay part of it. Let's set it all straight and go back to the start of it. Here and stay cause it stayed a bit warmer than the rest of the north. We rest on the border, catching influence since before television, with US style criminals, cops and politicians, not to mention racism and social division, which all combine to form these local conditions. Some local musicians went on to what's greater, like the Vancouvers with Tommy Chong and Bobby Taylor. Industry players get no scoops on the inside. You can find me on the east side near where Errol Flynn died. When I got my rhymes together, some kids got done, cause I run on time like the 9 o'clock gun. And I'm still not the one I recall in grade 9. Heard that crew EQ, this shit set off fault lines. Vancouver got tight, nobody paid notice. Other places got spotlight and media focus. Call this Hollywood North, but save the glitz and glitter. Play my hand in Lotus Land with lots to consider. It's ongoing, I can't make moves badly. This is where the bongo band recorded Apache. Check the credits, Fort City, grew up from the harbor. Used to hear gang stories, Riley Park was Clark Parker's. Back in the 50s, the law they were trying to evade. Those kids were caught, these now it's the triangle trade. I'm not the type to pretend the East End's West Side or Uptown. Had to laugh when I saw the rest tried. Head downtown, where reps get built on investment. I couldn't see that money as a game show contestant. Like that clock in Gas Town, I won't run out of steam. Watching my peers chase the American dream. From 1886 to 1997, a little background I felt somebody should mention.